Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM headlines here brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen miles in stock with the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. As the Florida Panthers, going back to the Eastern Conference Final for the third straight season, they kill the Maple Leafs in Game 7, 6-1. And let's hear a little bit of Paul Maurice. Brad Marchand was awesome in this series and deserves his flowers. Here's what Paul Maurice had to say about Marchand and what he brought to the team.
Knows what Gregory Campbell did is his incredibly positive spirit. Guys that are vocal and intense sometimes will get up and down your bench screaming at your bench, right? They just get so wired in the game, and he never does that. It's always positive. It's always stay in there, hang in there. That was great. So good. So we get these two young, especially Lundy, young guys playing. It's bordering on legendary status at this point. And he's pumping their tires, and he's just like every day excited. It's his personality that I didn't know. He's moved into the Matthew Tkachuk, like, hate them. That's a horrible word, but it's close. And then they get here and go, you're the exact opposite person that I thought you were. He's just a wonderful human being.
Wow. That's Goosey's. That's Goosey's right there.
That is
just a wonderful human Goosey's. Being.
When is the audiobook coming out from Paul Maurice's recollections of his Florida hockey legendary run?
That's going to be good. Fall asleep to that.
Wow. That's just unbelievable. Anton Lundell. Hey, look out, Los Olas. Mr. Los Olas is about to be back on the prowl when they get back down to South Florida.
I can't wait, dude. I really can't wait. I don't want to get ahead of myself.
Oh, yeah, no. Task at hand. We got eight more. We're only halfway there.
Yeah, exactly.
We're only halfway there.
Focus.
Reset. Refocus. Here's Bob on Brad Marchand.
He's an amazing guy. He brings good energy in the locker room. You know, he's always in a good mood. He's chirping the guys in a good way. So he's definitely he become part of our team really quick. You know, he gets into it right away, and it's fun to play with him. Definitely, I think we're same age. I've been competing with him, against him, even when we was younger. So he's been an amazing player always. So, and in Boston too, like he's bring good challenge, and I'm happy to have him on our side.
They were showing the warm up yesterday of Bob before the game in the locker room, and it looked like he plugs his ears, like he didn't want to hear. Like, I don't know if that's for the game, like he just blocks out the noise. I'd imagine you want some communication, but or is that just I don't want to hear anybody in the locker room? Because they were not ear pods. They're very clearly molded earplugs. So when people aren't allowed.
I would hope they do a lot of communicating during the games. I would hope he didn't do
so
it.
So you think it's
games.
Just you think it's just a locker room shh. It's not only don't talk to the goalie, don't try to, because I literally can't hear you right now.
I used to take a nap, so I guess everything is you know, possible.
But you were, people were allowed to talk to you.
Nobody did. I was asleep.
Nobody did, but if somebody, but if somebody did,
throw
you off kilter.
My coach would always try to say something.
You don't talk to Bob. Don't talk to him. What was it that that Randy Muller once said? Don't talk to him. Don't look at him.
I just checked a few pictures where he, like, you know, removes his helmet to see if maybe he was wearing them. I think it's just a pregame thing. But I still wouldn't be surprised if he's like, block out the noise.
They need to communicate during the game.
I don't think you do that during the game. But, like, for sure, he's – but before the game, it was like, oh, he's plugged up.
Yeah.
Like, normally you can't hear because of crowd noise. But in Toronto, after, like, that fourth goal
– oh, you could hear –
you could hear them yelling at each other, you know.
You could hear a cricket fart in that place.
Crickets fart?
They do now.
That's great.
Bro, it was crazy that what they did to that fan base. Woof. Unbelievable.
And they had more outside.
All right, let's get to this.
All right. Can I just
could
ask
be
a question?
Oh, just let me set it up. Let me set it up. Let me do the big open. Why don't you just be surprised? Don't be Sergei Bobrovsky. Let's just reset, refocus, and you feel how you're gonna feel.
All right.
Could be something. Could be nothing.
Why would they do that? What's going on in Utah?
It could be something. Could be nothing.
What is the meaning of it, Watson? What is the object of this?
Could be something. Could be nothing.
Why would they do that?
Interesting weekend in the world of Wales. It started off negative because there was a report from one Scoop B, who, all respect, is like, you guys know how I'll listen to any rumor, right? I'll listen to any rumor. Doesn't matter who it comes from. But there are some that are like Johnny Blue, you know, like it's a smooth, oh, that's good. Scoopy's bottom shelf. Like, it's, I'm going to have a burn after listening to this rumor.
Wow.
Yeah. It's just like, nothing against him, but it's just like, when you're searching, I just want to drink at that point if I'm listening to Scoopy rumors. But he had this whole piece about how Giannis, quote, isn't feeling Pat Riley. I was like, woof, I hope that's not true. So take it for what it is. But there was a report that came out from Chris Haynes. And Chris reported that the Bucks reached out to Giannis because they want to meet. Now, supposedly, they're going to meet in the middle of this week. And I imagine something's going to happen there. I don't know what. But they're meeting in the middle of this week. But Giannis, he had bored thumbs this weekend because he decided to do an old Twitter Q&A. Lots of things that flew out there. We learned from Giannis. Loves Euros and chicken. Favorite food. Grew up. Players he idolized. AI. Magic Johnson. KD. I think he was too young for two of those. Said his favorite road place to play, New York.
Okay.
Didn't say he wants to play there, so it's a fair place on the road. But then there was this answer. Very interesting. He was asked, Giannis, out of all the cities you've ever been to, which city made you the happiest to be there? Not counting your hometown. And Giannis Antetokounmpo puts Florida cities. Wow! Dude!
That's it.
What? Wow! That's happiness is important. And nothing, and I look, all respect, I don't think he's talking about Apopka.
Yeah. We gotta watch out, Orlando, though.
Oh, maybe. Maybe he loves Disney World. Maybe.
Seems like
maybe. But Florida cities make him the happiest. could be something. Could be nothing.
Why would they do that?
What do you make of that, Leroy Horde?
Could be nothing.
So, you think there's a Tobin in New York that's doing could be something, could be nothing, with one of his favorite places to play on the world being New York?
Where's his favorite place to play on? Careful now. Because words matter. On the road.
I said that.
No, you said in the world. You said in the world. That's different.
Oh, I meant on the road.
On the road, which means I like to dabble there every once in a while.
Yeah.
But does it make me happy? A lot of people say that their favorite place to play is Madison Square Garden. It's not an original answer. What cities bring me happiness? What place brings me happiness?
Where it's warm. Florida cities.
Florida cities.
Yes.
No, not where it's warm.
Yep.
Phoenix is warm.
Phoenix is warm.
Texas is warm.
Very warm.
California is warm.
Yeah.
Giannis said Florida. The Sunshine State.
Yeah. Only two options.
So I'm just asking you. Okay. We'll say, yes, they probably are, Leroy. That being said, we're not them. Be a grown-up and answer the question. Could be something. Could be nothing. I probably know where you're going to lean because it's always
Why
where
would
you lean.
Do that?
But what do you make of that?
Nothing.
Could be nothing.
Wrong.
Tell me, wait.
Wrong.
You can't tell me I'm wrong.
I just did. Wrong.
Then why did wrong you answer. Say this segment is Tobin's something?
No. That's not the segment. The segment is could be something, could be nothing. But
I can't give the answer I want.
Yeah, you get a predictable answer. I mean, like we know the bit at this point. You just want to go against me.
It's not a bit.
It's a bit.
You make a mountain out of a molehill.
Am I really, though, dude? Am I really? Because here's the thing. Giannis had a front row seat and benefited from a blunder from Damian Lillard. Because Damian Lillard was miserable in Milwaukee. Never wanted to be there. And it's like, how come you're miserable, Dame? He goes... Because Giannis, I wanted to be in Miami, not here, freezing my ass off. He goes, well, what happened? He goes, my agent got too aggressive, told Shams the only place I want to go to Miami, and that got the league all upset. They fined my agent. Joe Cronin got his panties in a bunch and wouldn't trade me to Miami, so now I'm here with you. He goes, oh, man, I know whenever I ask out, I'm not going to be that specific. Well, now we got a meeting. So what do? You say what you want, but you put a little bit of vague behind you. So yeah.
You answer the question.
Plausible deniability. Like he could have answered any question. He answered a lot of questions, but he specifically answered on happiness. Florida cities. Could be any Florida city. Maybe Giannis is a big Destin fan. You know? Maybe he likes Daytona Beach.
Meh.
Rockville. Orlando. I think he actually did say his favorite music was heavy metal. I recall.
Maybe he likes Orlando.
Maybe he does, Leroy. Or yes. Maybe you want people to think you like Orlando so people don't know what's working in the shadows, which is the Miami Heat. Now, that's the lesson that you have to learn from Damian Lillard. Don't say exactly what you want. Because people will lash out at you.
Question. So depending on who you have to get rid of, if Giannis were to come down here, is that team substantially better than the team he left?
Well, considering the team that he's leaving is going to have losing Brooke Lopez and has Damian Lillard on a torn Achilles and all he has is Kuzma, I'd say yes.
Okay.
He's just stuck there with Kyle Kuzma and Doc Rivers.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Doc, you can't even be excited about coaching Kyle Kuzma again this year.
Never wanted him.
Okay. He's got nobody over there.
Nobody.
His friends, Middleton, gone. Holiday, gone.
Yep.
He has no friends. The Nassus, gone.
Something. Interesting.
I'm like, man.
That really gave me a 50-50 shot, to be honest.
Now, Ethan, I would say this. I don't see it likely happening because of what other teams have to offer. That being said, I don't see it as being something that's impossible.
Very interesting. So, you also mentioned Kevin Durant too, right? Like maybe. We got a little two for Tuesday here, you know? Wow. Like a little, maybe the Heat are working the strings to bring a guy that he's admired for a long time together with him down here. And now you're talking about a destination that he'd love to be in. People are saying, Leroy, there's a lot of changes are coming in the NBA this year. Wow. A lot of changes. We're about to have our seventh different champion. A lot of parity. People are going to reshuffle the deck. Giannis just wants to be happy.
Two things. He got to stay in the East.
I agree with that. One would think he must stay in the East.
And although I think Miami would be a great fit, you know you would have to trade Bam.
Maybe.
But they play. They do the same things. You can't have two guys.
They don't do the same things.
Oh, they can find
I mean,
way. They don't do the same things.
All right.
Bam is a chameleon.
Yeah.
He'll make the other teammates work. And quite frankly, it's probably what you want. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Defend your ass off, rebounds, assists. You know, now has added the three ball to his game. A lot of what he got from Brooke Lopez.
Come on. Give me the lineup.
You know what? Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's not get ahead. I haven't had
you
mechanisms.
Wait.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's see what comes from this meeting. But he could have answered that question any which way, and we know how he chose to answer it.
Totally could have.
That he enjoys, that Florida cities make him happy?
The happiest.
But that was the question.
Chose to answer it. Could have ignored it.
Well, you got to have a Q&A and not answer the question.
Of course. I'm sure they didn't answer every question.
Huh. Oh, my goodness. This is the part of this.
Hmm?
I was willing to have a grown-up conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I gave a grown-up conversation. I gave the opinions or whatever, you have to take it in the Looney Tunes by...
Nothing you did was grown up this past 10 minutes.
What are you talking about?
You were a child.
Wow.
What do you mean?
The first thing you did was defer. Like, you wouldn't be a grown up and take the conversation on head on. You wanted to minimize it.
Because I know you were going to overdo it.
I'm not overdoing it. I'm simply asking a question.
Okay.
I'm asking a question.
So, wait. And here's the question. He was answering a question. Mm-hmm. So he answered it. Yeah. And then you immediately go, well, he didn't have to answer that question.
He didn't have to answer that question, did he?
He answered it. Okay, he answered a question, though.
Very strange thing to say, though.
He didn't just open up and say, man, if I could, I would love to live in one of the Florida. He didn't say that. He was asked a question.
He didn't not say
that. So that, okay, makes it closer to nothing because he was answering a question. I then followed up by saying, could he end up here? Absolutely. So then I asked the question.
So then why would you think it's nothing?
What?
Then why would you think it's nothing?
Because I think it's highly unlikely. Based on what the Heat have to...
You think he's going to have no say in where he goes?
No, I didn't say that.
I'm asking you a question.
I think he may have some say-so, but here's the deal. Based on what just happened to Portland and Dame, and how that situation played out, if somebody comes with a sweetheart deal, you think they're going to pass up that deal to make Giannis happy?
Well, here's the thing, though. This is my exact point on why he's vague. Because he already learned from Dame's... I feel bad for Dame. He's stuck in Milwaukee with a bum Achilles. But that's the point. Like, if the Heat are going to do this, they're going to work in the shadows. Because they got... And Aaron Goodwin, you were way too aggressive. The agent. You got too aggressive. So you play this one cool.
It's amazing that we're looking at this situation with two players who really have not known to make a stink.
I know.
And the first one didn't go where he wanted to go. And this will be a lesson in making a stink that if by some chance Giannis doesn't get his way, then, you know, more players are going to start making a stink if they want to go somewhere. I don't know, man. Just, like, let it play out.
Let it play out. We'll see what the meeting brings.
It's not – I just say – the only reason why I say it's not nothing is because you tried to pull a whole lot of meaning out of a question he answered. If he had said it and just – a random statement, then I would be more inclined to believe you that he maybe wants to come down here. But the fact that he answered a question, and sometimes when you answer a question, you just answer the question. You're not thinking of all the ramifications and all the Tobins that are going to be reading his every word.
I don't like that you're populating me. I don't like that. I want you to stop doing that because it's very, it's just very rude. Like, you've done that now. This has become your new thing over the last couple of days because there was one guy in Golden State you thought sounded like me, and it's borderlining on harassment what you're doing. Please stop saying that. My own man.
So he didn't sound like
He didn't sound like me. No, the guy, I mean, he didn't sound like me. And really what you're doing, it's borderlining on harassment. So please knock it off.
And that's your way of being able to continue doing what you're doing.
I'm not continuing anything.
Because
I'm not I'm not continuing anything.
You are. I gave an honest assessment of the situation.
I don't think you went full honest because how do I put this? You're an active participant in trying to throw cold water on my happiness.
No.
Yes.
Not at all.
Yes.
Not
Marcos,
here.
Hold on. Let's just ask.
Yes.
Marcos.
Yes.
Do you think or do you not think that Leroy is an active participant on throwing cold water on my happiness, sports happiness?
100%. Leroy will do whatever to make sure he's on the opposite side of you.
In defense of myself, I'm also the same friend that tries to calm you down so you don't get your hopes up high on something that's really unrealistic.
Why do people keep saying that?
We had to shoot you with a tranquilizer gun.
Let me be myself. I had a year off where I pretended like I was happy with this roster when I wasn't. Let me go after Giannis. What's the big deal? If we don't end up with Giannis, big deal. Right where I started with Andrew Wiggins. That's all I have. Again. Who cares? Let me be delusional. It's all I got. I'm watching the Knicks in the Eastern Conference Finals. Let me be delusional. That's all my basketball world has right now. I only have the Cats and Paul Maurice and Bill Zito who don't let me down, and old godfather over there has been sitting there talking about ribbit, 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 ribbit. Go get me Giannis.
Okay.
Hey.
Look, he did it.
Hey. Go get me. Okay. He's out there right now, Pat.
Okay.
You better go get me Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's basically going, right to you. He's flirting out there. He wants to be taken home tonight. And if you could please just get off your godfather ass and bring me Giannis Antetokounmpo with a side of KD. It would be much appreciated, sir. Thank you. I'm sorry, my tone, but you traded a first-round pick for Terry Rozier. So if you don't mind, Pat, please, please get me a friggin' whale already.
Look what you did.
First of all, Eddie Money, calm down. Okay?
Ribbit.
Objectively.
Right? There's not a whole lot of people that get that.
I got that.
But you understand. You got
point.
Hold
second
I
of all,
don't want to down to the morning light.
This is exactly what I'm talking about. Because something to nothing turned into now we got to get out the hardware and sedate you. And that's why I'm trying. As your friend.
It's not even June yet.
I'm trying to not get you so worked up about things that have maybe a 30% chance of happening. And you get worked up too soon.
You said 30%.
So as your friend, I'm trying to calm
that's
you down.
Good. 30%?
Acknowledge the situation. While not getting your hopes up too high, and then we have to, you know, go to jungle tactics to subdue you.
30% is pretty good, though. You would say that's not nothing.
That's the best in the league.
Just, and I say 30% to give you a little hope because I realize how broken you are. So I say 30% because I don't want to just make you just go in the tank. So, like,
no, yeah, probably, man, listen, this summer.
This is why
the way
this
summer,
is why I was cautious in the getting into this. You see where this conversation went?
Mm-hmm.
You start yelling at Biscayne.
They heard me. But look, the way I feel right now, because I know this ends with us getting DeMar DeRozan and Vucevic, but the way I feel right now, it's not going to change. Like, no matter, my disappointment will be the same when I end up with DeMar DeRozan and Vucevic, whether I have my expectations low or they're high. Like, I'm going to feel the
Vucevic
same.
Vucevic doesn't make one single rebound here.
No, he's going to look completely washed.
Right.
Completely washed. All right, we'll take a break. Back with more to this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, your ticket to the summer is here. Live Nation's got $30 tickets to more than 1,000 shows to celebrate. Well, give me a chance to win those tickets to 5 shows at the I Think Financial Amphitheater. Shows that include Hardy, The Offspring, Toto, Kesha, TikTok, Kesha.
Yes.
Pantera, and more. Wow. It's easy to answer. Just go to WQM.com on the contest page.
Wow.
And right there, you guys can win. For more information on how you can see those shows for just $30 tickets, go to LiveNation.com. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
I'm sorry. Did you really say Keisha?
I didn't. When's the last time Keisha has had a hit? It's been a long time.
Oof.
Wow.
What?
That's crazy. I mean, she's had hits. How do you not know how to pronounce her name?
You said hits?
I was just double checking. I mean, you know. What is her last hit? Is her last hit TikTok?
Yeah, I think it's the only one.
No, I mean,
she's got other ones.
No, she had like new because she couldn't make music for a long time because they didn't allow her.
That's right.
But
always a likely excuse.
Why didn't they allow her to make music?
Always a likely excuse.
Legal battles, and I believe she was in an abusive relationship.
I don't wish that upon anybody.
Yeah, but you know who
the same thing happened to JoJo though. I'm trying to remember the specific name for what actually occurred. But she couldn't. She couldn't make music or anything like that. And then she came out with a whole album. And yeah.
Two things you forgot to mention about this Live Nation schedule that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Kids Bop. That's going to be coming to I think.
That's true. That is there.
And
you should go there.
Nelly with Ja Rule.
Didn't you refer to Justin Bieber as Kids Bop last night?
No, you, because you're childish.
I'm not childish.
Therefore, you need to listen to Kids Bop.
I just think Drake needs to Drake needs to take accountability. He ruined his team season.
I don't want accountability if in my hip hop.
If there was even an inkling. Remember when you guys tried this nonsense about me being the Bob Mush?
Yeah.
Ridiculous. But I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm not pressing luck. So if you guys think it, I'm not tempting fate to be put in a mush position. This Drake, he's selfish.
Wow.
And so instead of, he doesn't need $1 million. He doesn't need to bet. He could bet on any other sport.
That's true.
Any other sport.
Yeah.
But he knows he's a mush. And so what he did there is like, who do you guys think?
Try throwing it.
He goes and he has himself an Instagram poll where, of course, people are going to say, hey, Drake, go vote. Go bet on it. You want to know why? Because they want to see the Drake curse blow up in his face yet again. And what do you know? It did.
I think he's tricking all of you. I think he publicly comes out with something and then puts a little something on the side. Hedge your bets.
Do you think he hedged?
$1 million is a lot to hedge.
It's a lot of money.
Well, I just want you to know his song, Nokia, is now the number one best-selling song in 2025.
Oh, please.
The who?
Nokia.
What is that?
It's his song.
It's one of his songs from his new album.
That's the number one
best-selling song released in 2025 in the U.S. by total units.
I don't believe that.
You know, they tried to bury us.
What is the what is the chorus of that song?
Doop doo 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 doo.
We'll take a break, mix things up on the other side. Back after this.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What is this?
Just Future. Yeah, no, I was going to do a Future Drake thing.
Speaking of Future.
Oh, wait, what about him?
Russell Wilson, dude. You need to calm down. Okay. He needs to calm down on social media. Too horny.
Horny.
He is too horny on social media.
That guy is horny.
There's things that we should and shouldn't know about each other.
That was so great, J-Fig's response. We didn't need to know that, Russell.
We didn't need to know that.
I really didn't.
I'm glad that him and Ciara have a great marriage, you know, and I'm glad that he seems to be treating her well, but I don't know if you kids need to play out that horniness so much online. Mr. Unlimited.
Leroy. It's crazy because when you think of his personality and how he wants to be viewed, this doesn't even make sense. Right? Like, it's just like, come on. I stretch on the way home from games in the airplane.
That's what he does. Leroy, can you get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultation 24/7. Call at 866-954 more.
All right. I'm looking out here. It is.
Always needs to bash that acoustic guitar on the way.
Winds look like they're barely moving, but I'm going to give them a 5 to 10 mile an hour. Looks like they're coming out of the southeast. And, I mean, it's weird because this time of year, usually you can kind of get ready for some evening showers or something coming, but it hasn't been raining. So I'm going to say there's always a chance of rain this time of year, but it hasn't rained that much.
Yeah, we had like that one little spurt last week. All right, how do you do, Frog Boy?
And it was great that it was early in the week, so it didn't affect what you did on the weekend.
Yeah, he's right. It is 91 degrees, mostly sunny right now, winds out of the southeast at 10 miles per hour. It looks like we won't be getting any rain for quite some time, as I'd say at least another week of really, really hot.
Nice.
There's a heat wave where I was this weekend. Hated it.
Perfect amphibious weather for the mixed bag. What do you got for us today, Cats and Seven?
I have a mixed bag with some NBA playoff cuts.
All right.
As we saw yesterday, the Nuggets lost Game 7 to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Now, some may say that the Nuggets overachieved by even making it this far while losing their head coach just a few short months ago. Yesterday, a heroic performance, even suiting up yesterday from Aaron Gordon.
He tried.
He tried his best. Nikola Jokic, told him, probably shouldn't play, buddy. Probably shouldn't play.
Playing with that injury, I mean, I told him to not play. You can injure yourself even worse. You can see that he was struggling a little bit, you know, hard to move and this and that. So, but he's a lion. He went out there and fight with us, and we can just appreciate that.
He said he's a lion? Is that what he said?
Yeah,
I think he said a lion.
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't used that one.
I like that. Good teammate, Joker. Now, make a stink.
He didn't necessarily make a stink, but he was kind of non-committal in regards to, like, giving his interim head coach a resounding, you know,
because he was the coach. What do you mean he's just... Who, the guy that I took all introduction, I say, calm down, little man. Let Joker make plays.
Yeah, it did seem like he was doing a lot of coaching out there. In addition to, he doesn't even want to be there. Now he has to coach the team as well. But he said it's above his pay grade in regards to what's going to happen with Adelman. It's
legitimately not above his pay grade. You're the Joker. You could have horse. Yeah. On the sideline, be coached. They'd be like, Joker wants it.
That's what he wants.
Let the horse drop the plays.
On the opposite side, potential MVP winner, if the NBA ever decides to announce the winner, SGA discusses what making it to the conference finals means for the city of Oklahoma.
means a lot, specifically for the city. They've been so good all year. They've been behind us through good, through bad. Like, it doesn't feel like, it feels like no team in the league has home court advantage like we do, and that's all due to them with the t-shirts, the cheering, the screaming, the chants. They really give us like energy out there, and we've been a better team because of them and having them behind us. And to know that if we didn't bring it tonight, it could be over for them as well, wasn't fair, and we wanted to play for them as well.
Very nice. That is that's how you do it if you're a star. Yep. Six man, give them the flowers. Hmm.
And you know, he did mention that they do have they also do the color coordinated
they do multiple colors though, don't they?
Right. I think they do like blue white or something like that. Well, take some notes, Miami. Time to switch it up.
Little well, Miami Meister would tell you they stole that from us. We're the first ones to do the color thing in the league.
Yeah. Vice grip, though. Remember when I suggested that?
Yeah, this is very stupid.
All right. Just thought I'd bring it back.
Leroy, what about vice grip? They're not doing vice in the playoffs.
Well, they're not doing anything in the playoffs.
Well, they're not doing it. That's fair, but I'm just saying they don't do vice jerseys in the playoffs.
Yeah, but they should, right? Vice grip. Maybe I keep saying
it. It's not the same thing. Like, I don't.
Yeah, like a defense.
One is a tool to hold something that you're hammering, and the other is a cool attire.
Vice
grip. Tobin.
Yeah.
The fact that you are sitting here.
Vice grip.
Trying to reason with him.
Did he just freeze out on us?
Oh, yep. For a second he did.
Okay. I didn't freeze out.
You did.
You did.
You guys all froze out.
Nope. 3-1. You lose.
Wow. I'm like, the fact that you're entertaining his nonsense
vice grip
means
is good,
he's already won.
It's a good
idea. You're talking about it.
I mean, I have to watch him literally every day come in here and explain how his ankle's better. And I'm like, you look worse.
So, well, right. Like, I don't know why he won't do what's necessary to get better.
I'm already healthy.
You're not. Yeah. You're not, dude. I'm telling you, you're not. That's going to linger on here. The problem is if it lingers on too long, you're going to think you're okay. And then they're going to have to, like, do something drastic to fix it.
Is your foot green by any chance?
No, it's clear. I almost showed. I showed.
Clear?
It is less purple. I'll give him that.
Look at that.
But again, he's not beating science. It's legitimately been a month.
No, I'm beating science.
It's been a month. Like, that's
how are you beating science?
You guys have bruise finally went away after a month.
No boot.
It's still swollen, by the way.
No crutch. Yeah, it's still swollen.
Yeah, but no you crutches. Understand if you had iced, kept it elevated, and walked around in a boot for a couple of weeks, you'd already be healthy.
I am healthy.
Okay. What else you got in the mixed bag?
Last one is Chet Holmgren of the Windsock, as Leroy likes to refer to him, on facing Minnesota next.
It's crazy. It almost feels like a full circle moment. I know you guys mentioned some of my injuries. You know, my first game was supposed to be in Minnesota, you know, kind of kick off my career, and I got hurt right before that. So, you know, now to be looking at it where, you know, I'm playing in Western Conference Finals, you know, back home, you know, my fam's able to come see, you know, it's special. It's everything. You know, I won't take any of it for granted.
Yeah, good for him.
I still don't know if he's good.
What?
Like, I get it, but I still don't know.
He's very good. What are you talking about?
Put him in a locker.
What?
I feel like Bam will put him in a locker. Not like Sabonis.
All right.
What?
You're dumb.
That's fair.
Yeah, like, are you crazy?
I mean, is he? Like, well, I mean, dude, is he really good?
Guys that tall don't have that. Those abilities.
You're just not impressed? Like, you've come away with Chet at 20, just turned 23 years old. You're like, meh.
I'm like, meh. Remember Porzingis? We used to be like, oh, this guy is, you know, unicorn. Meh. You know. All right. These guys are Andre Karolinko in different bodies.
What? That's not even the same player.
AK-47.
All right. I'm annoyed with you. Take a break. Back after this.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.